800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come, I'm not sure how much of this we're going to be able to fit in here. We got the details on the 14-year-old lad who was beaten to death by essentially prison guards, boot camp guys. We'll give you the facts there. The alleged facts. Also, some international stuff. We got an email from one of our listeners in Germany pointing out just how crazy Germany is and how silly the some of their laws are over there. And of course, your calls. 800-259-9231. In fact, let's start things out here with an email. We've got a multi-topic email from a newer listener to the show. He's a young man in New Hampshire. He has, I think, recently graduated high school. I think he's probably in his late teens, early 20s. And he's found the show. He's kind of unsure on some issues, and so we're going to just go through this here. He says, Ian, your solution to everything seems to have the government give control to the people. Charities, I think the people will be taking back control from the government since the people gave the control to the government in the first place.
It's sort of semantics.
Okay.
I mean,
just making it clear.
In his lifetime and all of our lifetimes, in fact, it's giving control to people. Because the people haven't had control. In a theoretical sense, we all, every day, give control to the government.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Sort of. They have all the guns, and they will use them.
But we could all theoretically stop allowing them to have control, in which case no amount of their guns would be able to start it up again.
They are essentially the safe off Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, because everyone believes in them.
That's right. And if you don't believe in them, it doesn't exist.
I see.
Charities seem to be your fix for every hole that the government would leave if it simply collapsed and there were no taxes left. I'm going to have to lean more toward a small government stance because taxes are and always will be necessary. Well, I don't agree with that. The government must own and maintain the streets, parks, and other places that should be available just be available to the general public. Well, Manwich will say that he thinks the government should own the streets for now. But parks, I think we could all agree that government doesn't have any business in parks.
Right. The problem with the government owning parks is, you know, I kind of understand why streets are there. But parks, you get into a weird situation. I mean, if one person thinks a park should perhaps be just a big giant lawn, whereas another person thinks that a park should have a bunch of trees in it, or another person believes that it should have a bunch of equipment. Of course, everybody has to buy
sporting fields.
Yeah, and don't forget jungle gyms and swing sets and merry-go-rounds and all these things.
Concession area.
And people have to pay for these things.
That's really cool.
And if you allow the people that think that these are the right things to have, then pretty soon, instead of a merry-go-round, you've got a carousel that an operator has to work and be paid. And instead of a jungle,
union rates.
Instead of a jungle gym, you've got a roller coaster where, you know, people have to, county employees. Pretty soon, you see, the whole park thing can spin out of control very easily.
Not to mention, it costs way more than it should. If you go ahead and look at the budget for your town's parks department, if you can even find it, if they'll even tell you what their budget is, they probably will because you live in a relatively small town, if you live in a relatively small town. But it's way more than it has to be. Around here, it's millions and millions, multiple millions of dollars to run these parks. For the most part, when you go to the parks, there's nobody around.
Yeah.
That's
the thing. Is think about all the parks. I mean, a park is a great idea if you sit and think about a park, but think about the parks that you go by. I can't tell you how often I go by a park, and the thing's just empty.
If you go often enough, you'll see the government guy picking up trash from time to time.
And you'll see real people there, too. Sooner or later, somebody's going to use it, but...
Well, now let's point out one of the reasons why we need to take parks out of the government's hands. And that's because if indeed there is a demand for parks, and I believe that there is.
There is.
People want to go out and they want to recreate. Mm-hmm. They want to go out and they want to play sports. They want to go out and they want to take their kids to the playground. There's a demand for parks. Well, when there's a demand in the marketplace, what happens?
Somebody fulfills that demand.
Yeah. Somebody, some greedy capitalist, smelling a profit, comes along and says, you know, people could use a park around here. I think I'll build one. And I'll charge admission. Or, no, better yet, I'll have it advertiser supported. It'll be a free park, and there'll just be a few signs around with businesses on them. Simple.
You know,
why can't that be done? It can.
It does, and there's parks, plenty of places build their own parks. Like there are
private communities.
Private communities that say, we want families to move in here, and the best way to get a family is to have a crappy little park. And that's what they build, the crappy little park to attract families that no one will ever use, but the families believe that it's a good idea to have this thing. You know, this potential lawsuit generator.
They can't get the kids out of the house from the video games, but the park's there.
I would also imagine it increases property value. In order to say, we have a park by our house.
Yes. And here's another thing you have to think about is, look, here's one thing that you, McDonald's has enterprised greatly by building their own parks.
Great point.
Where can you go and use a park for free?
For the kids.
McDonald's.
That's right.
They love it. The kids go in there. They actually use this park. Now look at the McDonald's park versus the regular park. And I'll bet you the McDonald's parks get used significantly more.
That's a great observation.
And McDonald's benefits from this because most parents, when they go to McDonald's to take the kid, they buy something.
Sure.
And, you know, it makes good sense for them.
Sure.
Yeah. Because not that many people eat at a fast food restaurant as far as sit down and eat.
So that's all we're saying. Let's just allow the market to provide parks.
That's right. And the market has.
Actually, up in my neck of the woods, there's a park called Fort DeSoto Park. It's state run, but they haven't done hardly a thing to it. It is, there's no, you can't even tell that it's state run. It's just, for the most part, completely natural. And recently there was a proposal. Some goofball bureaucrat thought it would be a great idea to start put in a pavilion and all sorts of different contemporary
and give his construction buddies some great jobs.
Yeah, exactly. And there was
somebody needed their back scratched on that one.
Fortunately, there was a furor amongst folks living in Pinellas County. They did not want it by any stretch of the imagination, and the idea has been nixed. So the park will stay as it is.
Just natural.
Yeah. And also, of course, you know, in the marketplace, if somebody perceives that there's a demand for the park and they're wrong about it and nobody comes to the park, well, the taxpayers didn't have to pay for it. If you build the park and nobody comes, then the builder's the one with the assets on the line. The builder's the one that put, you know, the investors are the ones that are going to lose their investment. You and I? Hey, we didn't go to the park. We didn't want to go to the park. We didn't have to pay for the park. We're fine.
Yeah, another thing we left out here in talking about parks is the just a total mismanagement of them. It costs so much for the county to maintain a park, whereas compared to what it costs a private entity to maintain the park. Yeah.
Well, sure.
You know, you've got to have... I worked for the parks department in a particular city before. Did it? We didn't do anything.
Well, what incentive is there?
Out of the, we might have worked 18 hours out of the 40-hour week.
Wow. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, if we actually did get rid of government parks and have privately run parks, and again, privately run could mean a company, could mean a group of citizens, it could mean just a charity or whatever.
Lots of solutions.
I'm just trying to, I can't imagine what we would have, but I'm guessing if we had competition amongst parks, we'd probably have some really cool parks, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, think
water
about all
slides.
Yeah, who knows? And it could all be free based on advertising.
Well, there is competition because the high end of parks is definitely
there's competition.
There's competition, and
but for little parks, there could be some really neat features.
Yeah, there might be. I don't know. I mean,
I'm not saying it would be a crazy water park necessarily, but there could be some revolutionary things that have never happened in a park before.
It seems unlikely to me because parks are not profitable. Very profitable.
If there's a demand, then they must be profitable.
No, the thing is there's no demand. There's a perceived demand for parks.
I don't agree with you. I think there's a good demand for parks because if you go to a park around here on a Saturday or a Sunday, there's kids there, there's birthday parties, there's people playing sports.
Put it in the hands of private folks, and they will find a way to make it profitable. They will find a way to make it so interesting that folks will say, "Oh, we got to go to the park."
It'll
this
be
weekend.
A destination.
Exactly.
Yeah. 800-259-9231, toll free. You take control of the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our young, budding libertarian friend here still has some more issues. We'll dig through them. 800-259-9231, you take control. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can bring up, well, anything, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, months and months of the show, right there on the front page of the website, easily downloadable. We podcast them as well. I mean, you can. There's different ways that you can get a hold of our archives, and it's all free. freetalklive.com, so go grab them up. To the phones we go. We're going to interrupt this email again because it's a multi-topic email. Mm-hmm. Anyway, your calls are priority. So let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, in the Free State, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Greetings.
Oh, I have more stuff to report every day now than I can even tell you guys. And I mean, it's like I don't almost have to call twice a day to tell
you. You're going to have to get your own show, Dave. I mean,
well,
the Dave report.
Here's what happened today. I ran into a general, a National Guard general, New Hampshire National Guard, at the State House, and didn't expect that, but it gave me a chance to.
Yeah, most of them are over in Iraq.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I gave me a chance to express, you know, my concerns about the way that federal personnel were used to seize firearms in Louisiana.
Right, because was it the National Guard that was doing that?
I'm pretty sure they were pretty deeply involved. I know there was that. A lot of what I know about was local police and then some federal agents. And I do know there was that instance, that CNN story, where you had the guy standing there with all the National Guard troops in the background wanting to come into his house.
Right.
And he was saying he was complaining about all the different government officials, and he said if any of them came into his house, there'd
be gunfire.
He's going to shoot
them. That's
right.
So
now, there were National Guard troops that he was talking about in that context. I don't know if those guys were really the ones that were going to
come into his house. I'm sure some of them were following orders and confiscating weapons. So you brought this up to the general in this case.
Yes. He said, well, our guys weren't involved in that. But then he said that he didn't really know anything about that, but our guys weren't involved in doing anything like that. And I just, you know, I said, whether they were or they weren't, I just hope that you would never execute an illegal order like that, an unconstitutional order like that. Just hope I got the message through to him.
What did he say to that?
He sounded pretty obfuscatory. He sounded like, well, whenever our guys win somewhere, they have our legal beagles talk to them and tell them, you know, they can do this and they can't do that and whatnot. But I don't think I trust the legal beagles to know what the Constitution even says. Legal or not, I want you to know I don't want you to do that.
Weren't you in the military at one point, Dave?
No, I've never been a veteran.
The reason I ask is because I know this isn't related to the military, but my old lady, her sister was joined the cops, and I asked her as she was going through training if there was any sort of information about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution that was presented to them.
Yeah.
And the answer was no. I mean, these cops don't know the Constitution. They don't know the Bill of Rights unless they go on their own to learn about it. They're not being taught about it.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that a cop takes an oath to the Constitution, but a soldier does.
A soldier sure does, which
and
is why...
And if they're taking that oath and then they're violating it, that's even worse.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's like the average person, like, I've never taken an oath to the Constitution, so, you know, the average person's never taken an oath to the Constitution, or even a cop probably has never taken an oath to the Constitution, so I don't get as angry about them violating the Constitution as I do about someone that I'm paying to take the oath.
Great point.
And then they come and don't do it.
It's all for show. You know, I mean, if... It's this whole, you know, we have a civilian-led army nonsense crap. Like, we could never have have martial law in this country because our soldiers swear an oath to the Constitution.
Well, we saw video footage from New Orleans where one of the National Guard soldiers actually said he'd be willing to shoot an American if somebody came around the corner and looked like they were dangerous or something like that. It was really disturbing. Dave, anything else on your mind?
Well, I mean, there's a thousand other things going on. If you got time, I'll tell you everything.
Pick one. That's all we have time for. Just one.
Well, that was the second thing that happened today. I went by Manchester Police Department and tried something I'd never done before. I just went inside. As you know, Manchester Police Department arrested two Free Staters for exercising
signs, yeah.
For holding signs outside the free speech zone when President Bush was in town.
Right.
In a public
area. So you
went
down to the PD, and what'd you do?
I just walked into the lobby, and I had a little sign that I made up, and it said MPD, or Manchester PD, all New Hampshire is a free speech zone. And I just stood there for a half an hour in their lobby.
Really?
And I decided I would not say anything while I was there, just to get them talking, you know.
Just a silent protest.
Yeah, they came up, after about 20 minutes, one of them came there, they were all looking at me through the window, you know, and then one of them came in and said, so what are you doing here? And I just kind of smiled.
What's it look like?
And then he said, well, he goes, you got the guts to come out here, but you don't have the guts to say anything. And I just kind of shook his hand, you know.
Were still being silent as they were speaking with you. Interesting.
And he goes, well, it doesn't give you much credibility if you're not willing to say anything. And but I didn't say anything. He went away.
Now, was there anyone else there with you, or were you by yourself?
No, I was by myself.
Now you got to get more people, man. You got to get five people in there.
I don't worry about what other people do. I do it. I say I'm going to do it, and if other people want to come, that's fine.
That's what's the most important. That you're getting out there. You're doing what's important to you. But you got to admit, though, Dave, it'd be better if five people were there, right?
Oh, sure, but I can't control what other people do. All I can
true.
Do is announce that I'm going to do it, and they either show up or they don't.
Well, I hope you do it again, and I hope you get a few people with you next time. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Appreciate hearing from
yep.
you. 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, one of the ways that he'll be able to get more people is when we get more people to the Free State, when the Free State Project becomes larger. And, by the way, this is Free Talk Live, and it's brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Because right now, there's only, I think, 130-something people, 130 Free Staters that have moved into the state. Dave's one of them. So as we get 20,000 activists into the state, you darn well better believe that some other people are going to be tagging along on a protest like that. I think that more activists is going to be a really good thing for liberty in New Hampshire. Let's continue with the calls here. You take control of the airwaves. Jeremy in Pennsylvania. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
And how are yous doing today?
Quite well.
Jeremy, how are yous?
I'm doing very well.
What's up?
I have a question about the No Child Left Behind Act. What problems does it have? I haven't done much research on it.
You know what? I haven't done much research on it either. It's a government law that I think it sets, what, standards and that sort of thing? I don't even know what.
I can tell you generally one of the things that bothers me about federal government intervention in schools is ever since federal government intervention has begun in schools, we have slipped dramatically in the world's rankings of education.
Right.
It seems like
The more they spend, the more we get.
The more the feds get involved.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about the dollars and cents, and I haven't looked at that.
Spending goes up every year.
Well, I know that it's an unfunded mandate.
It wouldn't matter if it was
true.
Funded. It would still be a bad idea. I mean, allowing the central control of the federal government to get a control of all of the schools around the country is just a bad idea on its face. I don't care if it's No Child Left Behind, or if they call it something different, or if it's a totally different federal plan by a totally different group of people in the administration. Federal control, centralized control and authority is not the way to teach kids. And the people in the federal government will say, but you have to have standards. You have to have somebody set standards. Well, let the marketplace set the standards. Let there be competing sets of standards. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Because maybe I'm crazy, but I don't think one size can fit all, especially when it comes to the education of your kids. They're different.
I have to agree. Yep.
Boys are different from girls, and other boys are different, and girls are different, and kids are different. They all have different needs. They want to learn different things. More Free Talk Live coming back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website. We give it all away to you for free. What we ask in return? A simple vote. It's that time. I mean, it's usually that time at the beginning of the month, but we didn't push it hard enough this month. And as a result, we had dropped off the top 10. Manwich, can you get an update for us on the top 10 chart? And
sure.
Let us know where we're at right now. Earlier today, we had dropped off. I think we have made it back into the top 10 since then, thanks to those of you that have gone to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. If you're in front of a computer right now, if you're going to be at some point after you listen to this, go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. It takes you less than a minute. And it's a big help to us, because us being up high on that top 10 chart means that more people every day come across this show. And that means that more people come across the message of freedom and liberty, some of them for the first time.
We're a little less than 300 votes off of the number one position, and we are currently at the ninth rank.
Still not good enough.
No, not even close.
There's only one place that I'll be pleased with.
Well, we are a show that has made the first place spot month after month after month.
And we've consistently been in the top three to five.
That's right.
All right. So one of those new listeners, one of those listeners that stumbled across us, has a number of different issues that he's concerned with. He's somewhat new to this libertarian thing. And we're going to get back into this. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read them, but hey, this guy got it. There are bad cops, he says, but there are also cops who are famous for busting hundreds of child molesters. I don't think so.
As if there's some sort of cop superhero whose main goal it is to find those child molesters.
They get them from time to time.
There's not that many child molesters.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I think he's...
There are certainly cops... I, you know what? We shouldn't make fun of that particular statement. We should look at what he means, which is there are cops that protect us from bad people.
Yes. Yes.
And I would say that, yes, that some cops manage to do detective work and pick up, you know, murderers and stuff like that.
Good.
I would say that... And that's excellent. That's what they're supposed to be doing. I would say largely what they do is... coerce confessions out of people. Not, in fact, you know, like what you see Jacques Cousteau. We see the cigarette butt here from
Jacques
the
Cousteau.
I don't know. It was at the other Cousteau.
Inspector Clouseau.
Excuse me.
Jacques Cousteau is just Jacques. And what's
he has the same dumb accent.
Have you ever seen a more eel? If you do not confess, he will be chomping on your left
leg. But there's no police work. Very little police work or detective work done. Most of it's just trying to get confessions out of people.
Now I'm imagining Jacques Cousteau, police interrogator.
Anything.
All right. Even though he says even though some taxes are necessary in a perfect society, the taxes we paid would be fair for what we're getting back. And one thing's for sure, nobody gets back even a fraction of the value that they get in taxes. There are a few people that do receive more than they pay out. But for the most part, most people do not. And either way, it's not fair. It's centralized wealth redistribution, which is essentially communism, when a central authority takes wealth from others and decides who to dole it out to. You have from each according to his ability to each according to his need.
That's right.
And that's pretty un-American, I think.
Yeah.
And I gotta disagree. I understand that we want to cut back taxes, and that'll be good for everybody, be good for the economy. We should cut it down to a bare minimum. But once we get it down to a bare minimum, why can't we ask this simple question? If you are a government bureaucracy being supported by taxes, and you're a government bureaucracy, most of them will claim, hey, we're providing you with a service. You're paying these taxes so you can have services like, you know, fire department, police department, various different services, the library. Well, if you're providing a service, why can't you provide it on a voluntary basis? Simple question. I would like to hear the answers from people that, you know, work in these departments.
They would say, are you kidding? We have a tough enough time as it is with serving all the people as if they're all of the same person.
Yeah, what, you want us to collect money from people too?
Unbelievable.
If it's really a service, and it's really a valuable service, people will pay for it on their own. So I don't see why we couldn't get rid of all taxes.
I think you would have a difficult time. It sounds great and everything, and I believe that that's true generally. But I think you would have a very difficult time getting people to pay for one particular government-run police organization.
Which is why there'd be more than one police organization.
And
different protection organizations.
I think that you could make the argument that there would be a lot of competition in this area, and that competition could, in fact, erupt into what essentially would be war between police departments.
Totally paranoia. There's no war between McDonald's and Burger King, so I think you're being paranoid.
That's fine. You know, we can flesh that out. I know we're trying to get to the end of it.
All right. So,
but just to make it clear, I don't believe that.
Okay. He says we'd have the money to voluntarily support those charities that could fill holes in welfare and help for special needs people. Absolutely. The less taxes there are, the more you get to decide where your money goes, and that's only a good thing. Let's revisit the red light district one more time, shall we? Ian argues that any business has a right to, remember, he's a Christian, any business has a right to be anywhere that they can buy property, no matter what it is that they're selling. And he says, I agree, to an extent. If a sex store's erotic-looking billboard is visible from public property to people that don't want to see it, then it's an invasion of people's minds.
Ooh.
What do you think of that one?
I don't like that one bit.
You have a right to not have your mind invaded? Do you have a right to not see something that you may not want to see?
So long as you can avert your eyes, there's no invasion.
I gotta say that this is an issue that bothers me. If, for instance, you know, some whacked out loon thinks it's a good idea to come out into the street in front of my home and face towards my house and howl and masturbate. At the same time, I feel invaded. I do. I feel invaded. Yeah. But, you know.
So close your blinds.
I understand what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I don't like it.
So privatize the street, and then you can control who comes on it and who doesn't.
When you say privatize the street, what if he owns the street?
Too bad for you. You should have been higher. All right, let's continue. He says, sure, you can have a sex store downtown, but the sign must not be more than a non-erotic name, and no products may be viewable from the sidewalk. Do you think people have a right to walk naked downtown? I bet you do, but they don't. Other people...
Well, at least he called you correctly on that.
Other people's eyes and minds are being invaded by images that they don't want when this happens. Well, let's actually explore why it is that people don't walk down the street naked. I think that you should be free to do it, but I think that at the same time you'll also suffer some consequences. And those consequences will be your neighbors and the people that are on that street saying, why is Manwich, what's he doing? Has he lost his mind? He's walking down the street naked. Somebody go talk to him. And they'll go talk to you, and they'll find out that you're drunk out of your gourd, and somebody will take you inside, or whatever. I mean, if you're really crazy enough to go walk down the street naked, you're going to suffer some repercussions.
You are going to suffer repercussions, but it's only the same repercussions that you would have suffered if you grew your hair long in 1952.
Yes.
So would you say that there's more long hair now?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. There
so are
more
you saying
long...
that if
there,
we legalize...
There will be naked people walking downtown.
I'm for it. I'm all for it.
I'm not.
Big deal. It's nudity, body parts, penises and breasts and vaginas. Big deal.
It's not that. It's that most bodies I've seen are ugly, and I don't want to be assaulted by them.
My mind is being invaded. They're still ugly with clothes on, those guys. 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live on the way. Are you being invaded?
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves if you make the call. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streams on our website, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about property and what you can do on it. And one of our listeners emailed in, and he was concerned with adult stores and what they can advertise, what they can have outside of the store, what they can have on the sign, because in his mind, if it's too dirty, it's an invasion of his mind. And he has a right to have his mind to be free from invasion. And
now, this is it's all subjective. See, he, being a Christian, is offended by dirty things.
Well, he pretends like he's offended. He probably looks at porn like crazy.
Right, glass palaces and whatnot. But say, I'm an atheist. And what if I was to be offended by a corpse hanging by nails from two sticks?
Ooh, yeah, that's gross.
That is gross. It's morbid.
What if I was to be offended by Christmas caroling? What if that invades my mind? What if I don't want to hear those voices rising high in the into the night? What if that's an invasion? Should I be able to pass a law against that? You know, man, what you were talking about this during the break, that this issue is really what can happen on public property.
This, yeah, it really, this is where I don't like to argue this direction, because this, in fact, argues against my position. My position is that we should combine free market and government to some extent, that, you know, there's got to be roads, and there's got to be some communal property. You know, sidewalks are the next step from roads, and
then you have to have rules.
Then you have to have rules, and those rules have to be set up by society. And in a libertarian society, libertarians don't really believe in rules. So then you have no rules on communal property. And when you have no rules on communal property, you've got a big problem. Because at my house, there's rules.
Sure.
You can't
at
do whatever
house,
you want.
My house, there's rules, too.
Now, if my neighbor decides to, you know, invade my privacy by, you know, getting naked and getting on...
No.
You know,
invade your mind.
Invade my mind.
Right.
By, you know, getting
naked.
On the...
In the backyard.
The backyard. At least I know the guy. You know,
right.
Whether I feel good or feel bad about them, I can ridicule them. I can talk to people. But
or you could put up a fence.
When some random person comes along, I can't really do anything about them if they come to the front of my they come to the front of my property on the road.
Right.
You know, so
you're making an argument for total privatization, of course, but even though you want to stay away from that,
I do not want total privatization.
Right.
This is an excellent argument for it.
Yes.
If you're going to have communal property, you're going to have rules. And and that's not going to go well for my libertarian thought process because of the things that Jason was talking about.
Because
dead people attached to
Well, the reason
six.
Why it's bad is because if someone who disagrees with your rule set and your value set gets into control, then you've got a real conflicting situation.
Right.
As our emailer mentioned earlier, he believes that democracy is just something that pits people against one another,
right.
Which is exactly what would happen. If you've got communal property, you've got a bunch of people arguing over what the correct rule should be, over what the correct mode of behavior should be. It's the same thing
whether or not they
schools.
Should smoke pot on this
right.
the same thing. This is the slippery slope of communal property.
Same thing that happens in schools and anything that the government has its hands in. You've got different groups of parents, interest groups, that are fighting over what the correct curriculum should be.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Get the government out of it. Turn it over to private hands. Turn it to private hands and allow individuals to make these decisions.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves to Peter, I believe in Massachusetts. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, thank you, Ian.
Hey, Peter, what's on your mind?
Eminent domain.
Ooh,
I live in Massachusetts, but I grew up in Oregon, in Lake Oswego, and there's a Safeco insurance building and they're going to sell. But
wait, in Oregon or Massachusetts? I'm lost.
In Oregon.
Okay.
In my hometown.
Okay, they're going to sell the building. Got it.
Yeah. And the city is thinking, why don't we buy this building instead? And they want to turn it into a community center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is that we already have a lot of, exercise places and clubs where you can go. So we don't really need this. And it just seems so absurd that the government's stepping in where private competition with these kind of things can do just fine.
So wait a minute. Is the city stepping in and saying, you can't sell this to anyone else. You're going to have to sell it to us. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, they're going to use eminent domain.
Oh, well, now, wait. God. Eminent domain. Okay. So, okay, they're not saying, okay, here's our offer. They're just giving them that eminent domain offer of, okay, take it or leave it. If you don't take this offer, we're going to take your property.
Yeah.
So it's essentially the property's off the market, and the city's... It sounded for a moment there like the city was a bidder, and they were bidding on the property, which still wouldn't be fair because they can bid all kinds of crazy amounts
right.
of money.
Right.
But in this case, it's just your typical eminent domain situation.
They are a bidder, and they want to make it so that they're the only bidder.
They're bidders with guns.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Safeco is making sure to hear bids from other companies so they can have a case in a lawsuit in case the city doesn't give them a fair price.
I see. So that way they can say, well, we actually have other people that want to buy this building. Who are these city people, and why do they get the exclusive right to purchase our building that's for sale? Outrageous stuff. Peter, anything else on your mind?
No, not really.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. You know, the good news about eminent domain, if there is any good news.
Well, wait, what?
is that there are states around the nation that are doing a variety of different things to restrict eminent domain. Some states, I think in the Midwest, are actually just straight out saying there shall be no more eminent domain purchases for private use, that sort of thing, which is...
BB&T Bank, not dealing with companies that... that take property
that's
by
a
way
good
of
point. It's absolutely true.
That's something that's going to be effective. I switched my bank account to BB&T, and I don't care if they don't charge me nor fees. They got free checking and everything, just everything everybody else does. But I decided
you did
I'm
it on
do
principle.
Business. I did.
Yep. Yeah. 800-259-9231. Some states are just sort of talking about it. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, so if you want to make that call, now would be the time to do it. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Take advantage of all the fun, free stuff that we have there, the bulletin board system, live streaming, archives, and more, all on the house. Now, if you want to voluntarily support the show, we have the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all we're asking for is $3 a month. And that's less than the cost of a Happy Meal. Less than the cost of a couple cups of coffee.
Not less than the cost of one cup of coffee.
These days, yeah. If it's one of those special cups, you could still probably get it for a buck at Waffle House, I would think.
Sure.
Maybe $1.50.
There's some place in the world you can get a dollar cup of coffee.
Yeah. anyway, it's less than a lot of things. And so if you like Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing, it's a really powerful way to help us get the show on more radio stations, for instance. Get the show on more people on their internet connections. It's really working. In fact, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can see exactly how it is that we're spending the AMP dollars. And you can AMP up, of course, via PayPal, credit card. We make it easy. amp.freetalklive.com. Final goal of the project? Reduce commercial time by 25%. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks. Now, Manwich, you're 14 years old. You're beaten to death by the boot camp that you're in.
Hmm.
And allegedly beaten to death by the boot camp, the bureaucrats running the boot camp. What does the autopsy by the state, what does the state autopsy reveal as a result of, you know, people are angry about this. There's a young man who was in a boot camp and he was allegedly beaten to death.
There was a videotape detailing it.
Right, yeah. We want an investigation as to why this young man died, even though it was on video.
Yep.
What does the autopsy come back and say?
Well, you would think that this was the opportunity for the government to govern itself and to really show that it is fair and just and equitable. But instead it comes back... sickle cell trace.
Now, what is that?
Who knows?
No,
who cares?
No, what it is.
It sure isn't. I was beat to death by a couple of pigs.
No, what makes it even more ridiculous is that, okay, sickle cell anemia, folks die from that all the time. Sickle cell trait is a form of sickle cell anemia that typically doesn't kill people. People live their whole lives with sickle cell trait not knowing it.
Well, they carry it, right? They're essentially the sickle cell carrier.
They're the carrier, right. But it doesn't affect them whatsoever.
So he may very well have had it.
Exactly.
Just like I have brown eyes.
So this guy performing the autopsy is claiming that this kid just happened to die of sickle cell trait, or does it activate when you get beaten by the cops? I mean, if you get a good beating, does it activate your trait and kill you?
These are the sort of law enforcement officers that give law enforcement officers bad names.
Yeah.
This is the opportunity for law enforcement to step up and say, we're not putting up with this crap. We want our jobs respected by the American people.
Okay, here's what they did instead. They shut the camp down, but nobody's been fired. Nobody's been punished. I don't think anybody's even been...
They killed somebody. Look, if it would have been three black guys that kicked to sleep, one cop...
No guards have been arrested or fired. Nothing's happened to these guys. This kid's dead. And in fact, a second autopsy performed by an independent person revealed that, indeed, the kid died from being beat to death.
Yes, that's the second autopsy.
Yeah. The guy that wasn't employed by the government.
Right.
So, as usual, you've got the government covering for one another. Even the autopsy guy is covering for the cops in this case. The cops, none of them arrested or fired. The camp has been shut down, but what does that mean? It just means all of the cops have been dispersed. They've just been moved to other camps. This is going to continue. They're protecting each other. It's sick stuff. Spinning in here with you.
And Jason.
And man, with
you tomorrow night, same time, same place, online, of course, at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.